Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
12:30, Doug Kammerer. 1 o'clock, Steve Berline joins the program. Former quarterback, television analyst. It's going to be really exciting to talk to Berline in advance of this Bucks-Commanders playoff game. Berline balled out for stretches, man. I do want to wrap up the phone. So we're going to keep the phones open until we go to Kammerer. Then, dude, we got to run through the other matchups. And there is so much news going on in the NFL right now. The Seahawks just fired their offensive coordinator. That one kind of surprised me. Lou Anarumo, the Bengals defensive coordinator, a lot of people think he's going to end up with the Giants. A lot of moving parts. We're going to wrap up the phones now, though. Adrian is in Waldorf. What up, Adrian?
What up, B. Mitch and JP?
What up, brother?
Yeah, ain't nothing. My confidence, I have 80% because, one, we only won 4 games last year, so we got 8. That's ahead. We sent garbage juice packing to Cancun. That's always a plus. And then we playing with house money. And also, Victory Monday and go Commanders, and congrats on Scary Terry getting that record.
Definitely.
Very happy.
Appreciate you, brother.
Thanks, bud. Good call. Thank you. Let's go to Drew in D.C. What up, Drew?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Man, happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Same to you, man.
Man, I just got to say, I'm old school cat, 56 years old, man. So just for them to make the playoff, man, was such an emotional experience. But also, man, with this playoff, just to keep it a buck with you, man, I just think that defense, man, if they ever wanted to bring out their nastiness, this is the game to do it. We just need them to push that pocket, man. And I just want them to get back to that offensive line, being solid, because they getting uncharacteristic penalties that they didn't have when they stretched when they was on that win streak. But that's correctable. But the last thing is, no way in the world Dan Quinn should be coach of the year with the turmoil and stuff that went on with this organization, with the turnaround. He should be coach of the year, hands down. Y'all keep up the great work, man. Stay positive. Right, man.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
If you look at how calm he has this thing, though, and, bro, I'm not lying. I've flown on a plane in different years. The professionalism that everybody operates with now, and you don't hear him talking about it all the time. He just came in and he leads by example, and everything seems to be going good. He has gone beyond coaching. He changed a lot real quick.
I agree. I also think the staff he put together was so varied. I don't think, this is just my opinion, I don't think Cliff's leaving this year, but if he did, I think they'd be in pretty good position to replace him from the inside. I think there are a couple young coaches on this thing that are kind of considered fast risers from around the NFL. It'll be interesting to see eventually what, if any, requests are made of the Commanders, because teams are making requests right now. Like, the Patriots have already requested an interview with Ben Johnson. It is crazy how much love Ben Johnson gets. And people act like Dan Campbell's not the coach. maybe that's unfair, because Dan Campbell gets a lot of love too. But, like, last night on that broadcast, Jahmyr Gibbs hit a really good run, but it was like a basic off-tackle run that he made a really nice cut on. Yeah. And people are like, God, Ben Johnson's a genius.
No.
I'm like, dude, he's just an off-tackle genius run.
Penny Sewell. Right. That was a genius.
Dude, I'm not anti-Ben Johnson. Awesome
Penny Sewell was on his block. He never let the guy get off of him. Gibbs set it up inside, jump outside. He runs 4-2 something, dog. He got through the hole and was gone.
I find that one interesting. It's going to be wild to see where he goes, if he goes. Our guy Jonesy is on the line. What up, Jonesy?
Hey, Happy New Year, JP. Happy New Year, B.
What's up, baby? How you doing, man?
Doing good. I'm doing A-OK. Hey, listen up. I just heard a caller a while ago talking about he was born in 1987. He remember the box snap, whatever have you. Did he not know that one of the guys that was within the box snap situation is sitting on a radio station? From 99? I remember that game, too, when we played Tampa. You know, so we owe them quite a few get backs, especially for the beginning of this year.
Well, the flip side, though, is like the only playoff win they have in the last 30 years is in Tampa.
2005.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's all good. But guess what? Like I said, we returned to the scene of the crime. It's not in D.C. this time. It's down there in Tampa. We got to get some get back, man. I'm feeling like James Brown today with that. You know what
I'm the saying? Big payback.
Yes, sir. The big payback. Got to get you. That's right. But, fellas, hey, man, I love what y'all doing. Love y'all. Y'all keep it going, man. Just keep it going. I'm out while I listen.
Thanks, buddy. Good call. The big payback. Can you play that for me, Landfill? Give me a little Godfather of Soul on a dreary Monday. Luke is in Wilmington. All right, I don't know this answer. You think he's in Wilmington, North Carolina, or Wilmington, Delaware?
Delaware.
I think it's Carolina.
Carolina, yes, sir.
Luke, where are you?
Yeah, I'm in North Carolina.
All right. My man.
Yes, sir.
How confident are you?
I mean, I'm more excited. So I just want to say thanks for taking my call. There's been some really awesome calls so far today. Huge fan of y'all. Favorite talk show since before LeVar and Dukes. Like Fred would say, grandma's been cooking, so I'm taking it all in slowly with a couple top shelf ingredients only. But it smells like the real deal. I'm just excited to watch them against the Bucks. Any team, really. Who knows what happens? This whole season has been crazy. To me, it feels like we were playing with house money. Having no expectations makes us dangerous. We've cooked up a pie that has no quits, so no matter how the game goes, we seem to have a chance, and we seem to win in those winning time moments. Smells like we are finally on the other side of luck / living right coin. Smells like the football gods are favoring us. To me, it's bigger than football, providing proof that doing it the right way is what brings success. I'm just excited to witness it all play out. One more thing, when's Pete planning to come back? I know he's got to be biting at the bit. What a time to be so close to the team. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. I bet they don't have snow in Wilmington.
Nah. Rain.
What do they have in Carolinas right now, you think?
They'll get some snow every blue moon.
Yeah.
And Atlanta gets snow.
The people in Dallas were saying it might snow next week.
They got snow coming this week. They get a lot of ice, though.
Jeff. Line one. Alexis and Ashton. Alex is Ashton. What is happening here?
That was supposed to be Alex Ashton. I don't know why I typed is.
Okay. Yeah, Alex is Ashton. Here we go. Alex, what
brother,
up?
It's cool. Me is he. He is his I. Look, me, Mitch, JP. What's up, brother?
What's up, bro?
How you doing, man?
I was hospitalized 2015, so 10 years I didn't go to the stadium. Man, I took a picture with Mitch and with Santana Moss. I know I don't expect you to remember B. Mitch, but let me tell you, brother, I was like a kid in a candy store. I even went to the first floor. The store down there, man, I looked like I was grocery shopping. Came out of there with all kind of nice gear.
All right.
So, brother, look, man, it feels good. We ready. Just like The Rock says, just bring it. We don't care what this, that. We got a good team, a good coaching squad that makes adjustments. They turn off this, we turn on that. Second quarter, third quarter, I'm just hoping, man, they don't start with the slow start. You know what I mean? So if we get that together, look out.
Because
we not even supposed to be in here, but we're here.
Here
we go.
Once you're there, they can't throw you out.
Just kick down
Thanks,
the door.
That's it. Appreciate the call. All right, folks, everybody buckle up. Commander Tequila's on the line. Hello, Commander. How do you do?
I'm pretty great, you guys. I am really, really excited. See, week one, you know, September 8th, 2024, he punches in the mouth, you know. Our chin strap wasn't chin strapped up all the way. Our helmets were flying. Now, this time, they got it once, but they're not going to get it again twice, you know. We're going to beep, 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 the beep blast. Not only that, we have fun over there in their home turf, you know. I'm so confident we got this game.
Appreciate it, Commander. Commander's very confident, Landfill. Thank you, sir. I think they got absolutely got a chance to compete in this thing. I think Vegas sees it that way, too. When I saw the line open to just 3, right?
Yeah.
Like, just
and,
home field.
Been at home field.
Which seems fair. I don't know what, if any, if that'll move. It is held so far, so I would guess it's going to keep holding. 3 points, even trying to look around. Everybody's got it at 3. That means they don't know what to do. Elijah's in D.C. What's up, Eli?
Yep. Yo, what's going on, fellas?
What up, man?
I'm confident, man. I think they're going to do their thing. I think guarding Jaden Daniels in the fourth quarter, when you're tired and you've been moving around, it's pretty difficult. And I think the team is showing that they have that clutch thing, you know what I mean? Like, no one panics down to the last second, which is extremely important in games like this. And to have a game like that in the, you know, when we did that against Dallas last week, when we had to have it in the last moment, like, that's such a good thing for having for the playoffs. And one thing I would like to see them do is use the running backs up the field. They like to do things to the perimeter, like use the running backs in a pass game, 3-step drop, boom, like get them the ball, get them involved, get like guys like Bates running at these linebackers so we can get the numbers game right. You know, then Jaden Daniels, he can move around or he can pass the ball underneath certain things to get this running game going. It's like those quick passes has to happen.
All right. I'm with you there, man. They got to speed it up. Get it going.
They got to speed them up.
I think defense.
Take care of the ball.
Yeah, man, for sure. Thank you, buddy. Great call.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, we got somebody calling from Tampa, B.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what to make of that. All right, Walt, what do you got?
This is what you make of it. I've been around the Skins since George Allen, so let me first qualify myself, okay? I'm okay down here, but, hey, I love you guys. I listen to y'all every day. Every day for, like, the last 6-7 years. But, hey, I got a question. A lot of people don't really realize, man, I thought about it. Jaden Daniels has had a heck of a year as far as stamina. You know, after his season last year, then he had to prepare for, well, you know, he had the Heisman Trophy, then he had the combines, then he had the draft, then he went right into rookie minicamp, then he had minicamp, then he had training camp, then he had preseason. Mm-hmm. Now he has a season that's, what, 4 or 5 games longer than what he's used to. Now he's going off into the playoffs. This kid got some stamina, man. I mean, and then he's doing commercials, he's doing podcasts, he's doing TV shows. Man, this kid is just awesome, man. Awesome, awesome, awesome. This is the first year in about 10 years that I've watched every game, every minute of every game.
Wow.
The last 2 years, I haven't watched any games. I watched the highlights when we had some on YouTube. Man, I'm fired up. We back. I got that old feeling back. Hey, and there's a ton of Skins fans down here. I mean, a ton of them.
We've seen it. I think,
man.
I think there'll be a lot of burgundy on Sunday night.
Yes, sir. And a lot of the Tampa fans, the Bucks fans, they love us, man. But, I mean, they're taking a real liking to us. So, I just called because I'm excited, man. And thanks for letting me get my little stuff off. But
thanks, dude.
Hey, I'll see y'all, and I got some T-shirts for you, too.
All right, bro.
Last time I didn't find y'all, I wasn't able to, because I was at the game last. I'll be there. But, I got some gifts for all y'all, and all Jeff, too.
All right. Appreciate it, man.
Bye, y'all.
Need that triple X for Jeff.
See you, buddy. We got another Florida caller. That dude was excited. Very nice fella. Dawson in Fort Myers. What up, D?
Boys, what's up?
What's up?
How are you, man?
I'm great. Hey, look, I was just calling in. I want to thank you guys. First time calling in. I've been addicted to the show all year.
Appreciate it, man.
Born in Fairfax County, but I grew up in Florida. So I'm here down in Fort Myers. It's like a full circle moment for me, man. Went to game one. Obviously, we all know what happened there. Just excited as all get out to go to this game Sunday night. So should be amazing weather. In regards to my confidence, I'm going to give it 75, but I'm just worried about stopping the run, man, and I'm worried about running. So that just terrifies me.
Yeah, dude, those are very legitimate concerns. I think Washington has not done either stop it or run it well in over a month. And I think a lot of the playoffs are what you come in then. right? Like, how have you been playing the last few weeks? And Washington's been able to move the football thanks to Jaden primarily, but it hasn't been the cleanest. It's just been nuts and hard to count on nuts. But when you do it four straight weeks going into the season, chill, Lamphill. You got to believe. Pause. Dawson, thanks for the call, dude.
Thank you.
All right, last one. Lawrence is in D.C. What up, Lawrence?
Yo, yo. How y'all guys? You guys doing all right today?
We good, man.
I didn't call you Larry because I know that bugs you.
No. This is a different Lawrence. This is Lawrence on the Beltway.
Oh, all right.
All right, Lawrence.
Hey, man, look. I'm not worried about the Tampa Bay, man. Ain't no need to be worried about Tampa Bay. I'm just not. I mean, you know, we're going to go out there. We're going to play. And that's that. You know, everybody's a professional. Anybody can get beat. And so, why not us? That's the first thing. Second thing I had to say to you guys is this. I noticed on that replay I watched of the game winner yesterday how it sounded like they were in Washington. You know, we always complained about that here. At you know, Northwest Field, like it always seems like the opposing team's taking up the stands. Those folks was out there cheering yesterday for Washington in Dallas, and that made me feel good.
Yeah, man, it was packed.
It was
honestly that. Thank you for the call, Lawrence. Appreciate you, buddy. I've been traveling to all their road games for a lot of years now, and even in the terrible times, even when Dan was owning them and you know, Alex Smith gets hurt. There have always been a ton of Skins fans on the road. You always see burgundy and gold wherever you go. And
hell, most of them rather go on the road than come to Wisconsin. They didn't want to support Dan.
There was a long stretch where Washington was better on the road. The vibes were better on the road. FedEx was so toxic, and they tended to perform poorly there. This year's just flipped everything on its head. I mean, even just – I'm not – like, naive to say that FedEx is awesome now, but they've put some real money into it and at least gotten it to, like, a level playing field. You know what I mean?
You at least see them.
The light show was dope.
You see them trying to
show
people that they appreciate them.
And speaking
of stadiums. And that makes a world of difference.
Speaking of stadiums, I just saw this. I think it's Eric Flack. Mayor Bowser's office has confirmed she's going to the White House today to sign the RFK bill that gives the district long-term control of the federally owned land that could potentially land with a new football stadium downtown D.C.
Mm.
Dude, that is exciting. What else is exciting? Doug Kammerer, NBC4 chief meteorologist, will join us next.